Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, we're locked and loaded here on The Hoffman Show, hour number 2. Linnell's going to join us at 6 o'clock, actually, to discuss the Jordan Poole trade. 5:30, little NBA draft look at some of the NBA confidential work that David Aldridge did in The Athletic and some players that I think are now even more interesting in Washington considering the Poole trade. However, technically, obviously, the Jordan Poole trade's our top story of the day. We're still going to call this Not My Beat. It's just we booked it yesterday. We thought this would still be one of the top stories, but we're more than happy to welcome in my guy Paul Gallant here in just a moment. But yeah, it's 5 o'clock. You know what we do.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
Paul Gallant, host of the Midday Show on 97.5 ESPN in Houston. Paul, I'm never getting ahead on guests again. Never. Breaking news. I should know better.
I feel you on that. But, hey, this was a massive trade that took place on Sunday that distracted some, at least temporarily, from Game 7 of the actual NBA Finals. Leave it to the NBA offseason to sometimes be more interesting than the actual games themselves.
Well, I do think that Game 7 was quite interesting. And by the way, the rating came out for it today, the highest rated NBA Finals game since 2019. Apparently, it took all 7 games, Paul, but people did watch. When you heard about the trade, I'll just ask you simply, and we'll go from here. What was your reaction to Kevin Durant, what is your reaction to Kevin Durant coming to your Houston Rockets?
Well, someone woke me up from a nap to tell me that was happening because I was on my way back from a bachelor party. Some of my buddies from Syracuse were actually driving me back to the airport, so I had nodded off, and they woke me up and said, "Hey, Kevin Durant's a Rocket." And my first thought was, well, I'm going to have an easy show on Monday. So that at the very least is nice. But the secondary thought is this: it legitimizes them as, at the very least, a Western Conference Finals contender, if not an actual championship contender. To have someone that can actually create a shot, given that the reason that the Warriors took him out in 7 was because they had such an inability to create any shots, it's huge. He is so tall. It is impossible to contest his shots practically, and this is a guy that even if he was playing for a rough Phoenix team that last season Durant would describe as trash, we're talking about those accusations that Boogie Cousins had made about there potentially being a fist fight in the Suns locker room, this is a guy who was doing maybe not Kevin Durant 10 years ago things, but definitely the kind of things that you would expect from somebody who's considered a top 15 player in the NBA, even at age 37.
Yeah, the 15-time All-Star on his way to Houston. And scaling back for just a second, Durant, even though he's from here, he's a D.C. area guy, PG County, as everyone here knows. He also associates very heavily with Texas after his 1 year in Austin. I know he spent a lot of time in the offseason down there, and there was a reason why San Antonio and Houston were on his list. Like, he is very fond of that part of the country. What does it mean? Like, what was your audience's reaction to Kevin Durant, quote unquote, coming home?
I think a lot of people are excited about it. I mean, it has been a really long time since he played here in Texas. I mean, the Thunder were still in Seattle at the time, to just put it in perspective. But I think a lot of my friends who are Texas fans are very excited about that. I know one already who already put in an order for a jersey. But I think it's more about, hey, this team was incredibly likable this past year in spite of an inability to do things offensively. And they go and they get this guy, and they didn't have to give up anyone important to make it happen. There's an argument to be made that Jalen Green someday could be a really good player, and perhaps the Rockets are giving up on him a little bit too early. But I look at him as somebody who someday is going to be maybe an elite sixth man on a good team. I've felt that way about him for a year and a half. He has his moments where he's really good, but he has his moments where offensively just doesn't happen. And this playoff series that we just saw from him against Golden State left a lot of doubt in the air about whether or not he'd ever reach the potential of a former number two overall pick. He is young, but hey, if you can get a guy in Kevin Durant that actually can regularly score, great. If you got to give up Dylan Brooks to do it, fine. Brooks was a big help of installing Ime Udoka's culture over these last two seasons. But think about it from this perspective, Craig. I mean, you don't have to give up anything except for pick number 10, the valuable Suns picks you still have from 2027, 2029. You still have those 5 second round picks. Sometimes second round picks end up being really good. Look at the Oklahoma City Thunder. But at the same time, are you really expecting to draft good players in the second round, especially when with this Rockets team, it would be unlikely that a lot of them would see the court given the amount of young talent that they have. And I think most importantly of all, a lot of guys who are clearly a big part of what Ime Udoka wants to do going forward, they all stay. Amen Thompson, Alperen Şengün, I would have told you they were untouchable before this trade. You didn't move either of them. But you also didn't move a guy in Tari Eason who has been compared to Kawhi Leonard by Ime Udoka. That might be a little bit extreme, but hey, as a guy coming off the bench now, he becomes a starter. You keep him. Jabari Smith, a guy who has worked out in the past in the offseason with Kevin Durant, who was a 6'10" kind of guy who has a little bit of range. He stays with you. You keep Reed Shepard, who they look at as a guy with a lot of upside. Like, this works out on a lot of different levels for the Rockets. And I think right now, maybe they're not in the same category as Denver, because Denver's been so good for such a long period of time and they got Nikola Jokic, but they are certainly a lot closer to Oklahoma City Thunder than they were before the trade. And they still have the ability to improve themselves, given that they have those draft picks and some young assets.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Blunt, 97.5 ESPN in Houston with us here on the Hoffman Show. The young player piece of this, and this is something we've talked about with the pool trade here today, amongst other times. The Denny Avdija trade, another one here, where like it opened up more minutes for other guys. How important was that for Houston going into next year with Eason and especially Reed Sheppard, who was a top five pick who barely played at all last year?
Yeah, a lot of people were frustrated about that too. For Reed Sheppard, this is going to be a very interesting year. When he got his moments, he did have a couple of times where you're thinking to yourself, wow, okay, he's got impressive confidence. He can shoot it from outside, and he's actually got surprisingly good defensive skill about him, considering he's a smaller player. They need to see what he can do. We don't know yet. I know that there has been some delusional thinking from anonymous people close to the Rockets that someone compared him to Steve Nash, because Steve Nash is also a white guy who didn't play a lot his rookie season. Like, I would love to see Steve Nash, but let's not get ahead of ourselves here. But it's important to see him play. And, you know, the really interesting piece, I think, of all, who's not being discussed at all, but this is a guy who barely played in garbage time in the playoffs, but a guy who I think a lot of people believe has a lot of talent, just maybe doesn't understand what it takes to be a teammate. Cam Whitmore, this is now a guy who has the opportunity to rise the ranks, but he's got to want to buy in. So, really, this offseason, now going forward, over a four-month period, Craig, how much better can the Rockets' younger players get with Reed Sheppard? A lot of room. With Jabari Smith, with Tari Eason, maybe a little less room. And with Amen Thompson, with Alperen Şengün, if this team actually wants to be a title contender, those two, I think, are going to need to make some pretty impressive progress over the course of this offseason. Maybe that's too much to ask for them, which is why I think the Rockets, to bring it back to Kevin Durant, are looking at this as a multi-year thing. Obviously, no deals can be struck for a little bit of time, and I'm sure there's going to be some moves the Rockets maybe make. Maybe it's tomorrow during the draft, or maybe it's over the days before the league year starts, where they'll potentially be trying to shed a little bit more salary. But I think the expectation is that Kevin Durant is going to be here for not just one season and the remainder of this contract, but that he potentially signs some sort of deal, hopefully one that's favorable to the Rockets, that keeps him around another 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, he can sign an extension after July 6th that is like a certain amount, and then there's a bigger one he can sign if he waits a little bit. I think he crossed a certain like playtime threshold or whatever the rule is, or a league. NBA contracts are stupid. Like, I know a lot about him. Paul, we got too many. Someone put on an apron, you know?
Trying to explain the apron on the air. Like, I feel like I need a whiteboard behind me, and even then, I
just feel like an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to look more like Charlie Day trying to figure out who Pepe Silvia is than I am going to look like someone who knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, well, we've known each other a long time, so I'll just say we both had our moments of knowing and not knowing what we've talked about. Paul Gallant's with us from ESPN Radio's Houston affiliate, 97.5, where he has been talking Rockets and Kevin Durant trade, now talking about that with us. Paul, you mentioned earlier so many of the guys that they were able to keep in this deal. This was a competitive market for Durant on some level. Are you surprised at the price, the price point, how little they had to pay, relatively speaking, for Durant?
I'm just going to be frank. I think everyone knows the Suns are a bunch of idiots, and they thought to themselves, let's just wait. Let's just wait this out, because everyone knows that they have to trade Kevin Durant by a specific date. So from the sound of things, Ime Udoka actually did come up to Rockets ownership and say, I would like to bring Durant in. He was coaching with Durant with the Brooklyn Nets back in 2022. Royal Ivy is a Rockets assistant coach who also played with Durant at Texas and is one of his best friends. Like, there were some connections that happened already, and I think that Ime Udoka may have sped up the process. But from what I understand, the Rockets were willing to stand completely pat going all the way up to the draft. If they got Kevin Durant, great. If they didn't, they were willing to walk away. And I think as coy as they played this, you got to give their GM, Rafael Stone, who I've criticized a lot over the last couple of years, a lot of credit for being cool hand Luke in this situation. I think everyone perhaps was talking with one another, in fact, and maybe a little bit of collusion here as far as the trade goes, saying, why do we need to rush a trade with Phoenix? They have nothing. They're going to be terrible for years and years just because of some of the trades that they have made. Why do we need to rush it? They need to rush it, so they're going to have to continue to keep on lowering their asking price. Some of the stuff it sounded like they were asking for, where from the Spurs, I heard, the number 2 overall pick and Stephon Castle. Like, get lost. What are we talking about here? So I think that helped the Rockets out a lot. I am surprised that's as little as they had to pay for it. Obviously, Jalen Green, that's a fairly big asset to give up. But this looks really good for the Rockets, and I'm excited about next season. I already was, because I really enjoy watching this team play. But now to have somebody that someone that can actually create his own offense, that's just a huge addition.
All right, last thing for you, Paul. And I, the one way I could put this is when we talk about Dylan Brooks on this show, I very much summon my inner you. I am the world's biggest Dylan Brooks hater. I cannot stand that guy. Like, in a way that, like, college you that we did radio together far too many years ago, like, would be proud of. Close the Dylan Brooks chapter in Houston for me. What did he actually do, and what will they miss, if anything, from Dylan Brooks now that he's gone?
He actually did a lot, you know. I as someone who was rather annoyed by the Dylan Brooks versus LeBron James saga with Memphis in those playoffs, I took a liking to him. I think, Craig, you'd also know, because I think we've played basketball before, I very much enjoy...
this actually, Anthony, this makes so much sense. Paul liking Dylan Brooks, having actually, yes, played basketball with you before. Paul was a high school football player, which is all I have to tell you about him playing basketball, Anthony. You liking Dylan Brooks does 1,000% track.
We are such a stereotype when it comes to that, but I will say this. He had his moments offensively. He stretched the court, and I really think that he was big to help the Rockets go from under Steven Silas essentially being like a daycare without a chaperone to a team where accountability mattered. I think he was a big part of the transition to where they're now. I think they're ahead of schedule because of Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks being here and showing some of these young guys what it takes to be a professional, because that certainly didn't happen in the immediacy after James Harden quit on this team. So he's a punching bag. I'll say this, though. He's one of those many guys in the league, whether it's Patrick Beverley back in the day or Draymond Green, where you absolutely hate him until he's on your team. And then when he's on your team, you're like, oh, wow. Did he just hit 8 threes in a game? Oh, wow. Did he just lock down this guy defensively? That's who he's always been. But, yeah, he's on another team. He's so annoying.
That sounds about right. There's some stuff where I'm like, hey, man, you bit off a little more than you can chew there, and that didn't really help your team. And I do think, like, to your point, as a floor raiser, Dylan Brooks has a role. I think they ejected him at the perfect time. Now that they're ready to go.
Yes.
They're no longer in the basement. It's like, oh, here, we're at a nicer restaurant now. Sorry, Dylan. You needed to wear a nicer shirt. We're going to have to leave you behind, buddy. All right. That's Paul Gallant with us here on the Hoffman Show. Paul, where can people go to check you out if they want to listen to more Durant trade coverage from here in D.C.?
Well, the radio show's on noon to 3 on a variety of different platforms, but you can also catch me on my own personal YouTube channel, which is at Paul Gallant. And, if you like ramblings that just go completely off topic, I'm the guy, I guess.
Yeah, but I feel the need to cut you off, in fact, right now, before you get going. Paul Gallant, everybody, with us here on the Hoffman Show. Good to chat, buddy, and I'll talk
Craig.
To you soon.
Have a good one.
That's my guy, PG. Paul Gallant, 97.5 ESPN in Houston. When we get back, a few more thoughts on the Durant trade. Obviously, continuing to talk the Jordan Poole trade all show long here on the Hoffman Show. And at 5:30, also doing plenty of NBA draft today. NBA draft confidential wing edition here on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up. but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.